This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says tens of thousands of Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in action in the 2 years since Russia launched its full-scale invasion, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
31,000 Ukrainian soldiers died in this war. Not 300,000, not 150,000 that Putin lied about, whatever Putin and his deceitful circle are lying about. But nevertheless, each of these losses is a great sacrifice for us. He also emphasized that thousands of civilians had been killed in occupied areas of Ukraine. But Zelensky said that no exact figures would be available until the war was over. It's the first time that Kyiv has confirmed the number of its losses since the start of Russia's war against Ukraine. Russian news sites indicate that the rate of Russia's casualties in Ukraine are continuing to increase, with Moscow reportedly losing over 100 soldiers a day. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukraine's defense minister says half of promised Western military support fails to arrive on time. And he said on Sunday that complicates the task of military planners and ultimately cost the lives of soldiers. He said each delayed aid shipment meant Ukrainian troop losses and underscored Russia's superior military might. Russian shelling and rocket strikes continued to pummel Ukraine south and east. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro gathered thousands of supporters in Sao Paulo on Sunday to demonstrate political strength amid investigations that many believed could land him in jail. The far-right former president called the rally after being targeted by a police raid earlier this month investigating an alleged coup attempt. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday it's not clear whether a ceasefire and hostage deal will emerge from new talks in Qatar. Israeli media says progress is being made as Israel continues planning an offensive into Rafah, southern Gaza. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has the story.
Netanyahu announced plans to convene his cabinet to discuss a push into Rafah that would include evacuating civilians. The United Nations warns more than 600,000 children would be in the path of such an assault. The southern Palestinian city of Rafah is now home to more than 1.4 million people, more than half of Gaza's population, many of them displaced by months of fighting. The United States says a humanitarian plan should accompany a military one for Rafah. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Namibia's late president, Hage Geingob, who died in a hospital on February 4th, weeks after being diagnosed with cancer, was buried on Sunday with thousands of mourners, including 25 heads of state and former presidents in attendance. The burial was in the outskirts of Windhoek following 20 days of mourning. The 82-year-old Geingob, Namibia's two-time prime minister and third president since its independence from minority-ruled South Africa in 1990, had overseen the sparsely populated and mostly arid southern African nation since 2015. He was serving his final year in office. Former U.S. President Donald Trump continues raising eyebrows after his comments last week at a dinner for black conservatives, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The black people are so much on my side now because they see what's happening to me happens to them.
Republican rival Nikki Haley responded the next day.
That's the chaos that comes with Donald Trump.
And on NBC's Meet the Press, Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds, a Trump supporter who is black, was asked to respond.
This is political persecution from the Department of Justice and from radical DAs throughout our country. This is something similar that black people had to deal with the justice system themselves. And so their look of it is real simple. Well, dang, if the government's going after him with foolishness, he can't be that bad.
There is no evidence the White House has influenced any of the 91 total felony counts lodged against Donald Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Bangladeshi court on Sunday barred the adoption of elephants from the wild, a move hailed by animal rights activists as a landmark order to help stop cruelty. Rights groups said the high court order suspending licenses will stop the torture of captive Asian elephants in the name of training. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.